Welcome, everyone. This is class four of the Tapping for Money Bootcamp. And today's class, we are going to be talking about goals and what I like to call goal trauma. So in today's class, we're going to be getting to setting some goals for you. And there will be a requirement at the end of the class to go out and take action towards a goal. But we're also going to go and look at where we've had some trauma around the goals, because as soon as I start to push people's buttons around setting a goal and working towards a goal, some kind of evidence usually pops up from something in the past where it didn't go the way we wanted it to go. So to start out the class, I want everyone to write down an income goal for your business. So this is a goal that is, and I want it to be sort of a short term, in the next year or two from your business. So an annual income number. And I want it to be a number where if you were making this much money, you would have not only the ability to pay your bills, and I don't mean like the $10 million or $5 million. I mean just the next step up for you in income that would allow you to pay your bills and also have some fun, you know, have some relief, have a little bit of extra spending money. So if you're already there now, then you want to make the next goal up from there. Okay, so again, I don't want it to be the over-the-top goal. I want it to be just the next, you know, year and a half, 1 year, 2 year goal that you want to earn from your business. And this is, you know, every success book on the planet says the first thing you need to do is write your goal down. And this is a very specific goal because it's an income goal. And hardly anybody ever writes it down when they're self-employed because it's way too scary. Okay, so I just want you to look at that number. And if you're not sure, you know, you can guess. You probably have a pretty good idea if you were to just guess at a number. And take a look at that number, and if that were to actually be written down on a piece of paper, my income goal from my business is, you know, blank $1,000 a year, okay, $50,000, $80,000, $120,000, whatever it is, looking at that goal, what kind of feelings are already getting triggered in there? Okay, so the first class we dealt with your immediate vibration about the actual income coming in. When we go to a goal, we're actually measuring a different side of your blueprint. This is more around what T. Harv Eker calls your wealth set point. Okay, like a thermostat dial. So when we go up to this number, it's going to cause a reaction in your body. So let's see. I know I have several people on the webcast. I'm going to try to remember to check on the questions. I'm just getting some hellos there. I'll try to remember to go back and check the questions. But does anybody have any feedback already on, if you want to star 7 and speak, on what's coming up just looking at this at an income goal number? And I'm going to wager a guess that a lot of people have never written this down before. I never wanted to.
Hi, Margaret. This is Greg.
Hi, Greg.
I'm writing a number down and being uncertain about it and going, oh, too high, pull back. No, that's unrealistic. I mean, I sort of feel like I cave right in the center.
Yeah. Okay. So the first number that you wrote down before you pulled it back, and this is exactly what happens with people. When I've given this as a homework before class, by the time they get to the class, they've erased the number and made it smaller and smaller.
The first number I wrote was, I just instantly realized, well, wait a second, that's kind of where I am now already.
Right.
I mean, I fluctuate, and okay, maybe that was, I wrote down a good year. But yeah, is that already too much? Uh-oh. Then they go, no, go more. Oh, well, not that much. You know, be realistic. Well, I'm realistic. You know, it's this crispy kind of crumbling waffleness.
Okay, yeah. So there's a set point there where one feels like, yeah, that's doable, and then the next number feels, ugh. okay?
Yeah.
So is it, what's the feeling in there? Is it, it's impossible, or is it more of an, I can't do it?
I think it feels fake in some way. Well, oh, if I put a bigger number down, I go, no, that's wrong. That's going to have to come from somewhere else. That's going to have to be, you know, the other lottery type of pie in the sky type of thing. No, we're talking about realistic, the business you're doing, the clients you're getting, and it's a come down, fall back to reality, which is little and, you know, difficult and everything.
Okay. Yeah, and this is why I don't let people put the huge number, because we dissociate that the number, the $1 million it's too far out of reach. It doesn't actually trigger anything except, wow, that would be amazing. How, you know, which is a good feeling too, but we want to have this real, find out what the real trigger is going on there, okay? Mm-hmm. So for you, it kind of feels like you crumble a little bit. And is there a feeling of, I can't make that happen, or,
yeah,
or that it's just impossible?
Well, so you mean like if it's just impossible, that means it's just a fantasy, but if I can't do it? I'm trying to get what the difference is.
Yeah, well, which way does it resonate more for you? Is it I can't make that happen, or I don't know how to make that happen?
Yeah.
Or is it an immediate,
yeah,
that's just, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you for that, Greg. And anybody else?
Hi, Margaret. This is Ingrid.
Hello.
For me, it's two things. One, the first thing that comes up is maybe I'm not good enough at this business to make it happen. And the second thing is maybe I have to do something I don't want to do to make it happen. Those are the two issues that came up for me.
Okay. So, yeah, it'll be hard. It'll be something I don't want to do.
Right, hard, painful, you know, not fun.
Okay. Rule-keepery. I always think it'll be too rule-keepery for me. I'll have to have discipline and work hard. Okay. Is anybody getting just, that's impossible?
You know what I got, Margaret? It's almost impossible. I just don't have enough time to make this happen. It will be so hard, but the time element came into it for me.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so we've definitely got a lot around, I can't make this happen. It's impossible. Literally, when I look at all the facts, it's impossible for me to make that happen. Maybe it's not, you know, maybe I'm not good enough, and I can't make it happen that way. And then the other big thing that comes up right away, which is, and it's probably going to be really hard. You know, I might have to do things that I don't want to do, lose some of my freedom. So if I made everybody now double that goal, just completely double it, now what happens to all of those feelings? This is where I have audiences like revolt and get mad at me. What? Why are you making us do this? So I want you to look at the doubled number and say that out loud. It's impossible.
It's impossible.
And see how true that feels.
It was 100% true.
On a scale of 1 to 10. Okay. And by the way, this process that I'm walking you through, when I get to speak to a room full of business people, this is what I do to them. And I say, are we all seeing and hearing very quickly our limiting beliefs and fears around earning more money? This is, and then I explain, I use a technique called tapping where we find and get rid of all of these. Okay, so this is a great little demonstration, having this audio. We're going to do it on yourself now. But having the recording of this class, if you're a coach, even a life coach or any kind of coach, business coach, doing this little process with a room full of business owners, they love it. Well, they don't love it. They get uncomfortable. But they really see and feel all the stuff they've read about fears and limiting beliefs because suddenly it's literally alive in their body. Okay, so this is a great little process that I invite any of you to use. Okay, so what happens now that I made it doubled and it's, and we say it's impossible? How true does that feel?
Oh, well, it made me laugh first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, okay, I see we're kicking open the doors and stuff. So, but I was able to say, okay, fine, yes, 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 it's possible. But really the feeling was it's possible for that, for somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, yes, there are people, okay, you're right, people in this business do make that much money. But you know what? That's that guy who has that company, and he lives whatever kind of life he lives. I don't know what his family might be like or if he drinks too much or whatever it is. I don't know, but that's that guy. I would have to quit being me and mm-hmm. be him.
Yeah, so it's an and that's why I call it an outrageous goal, right? Because it's we're not even talking millions, but it's pretty outrageous. Maybe it's possible, but not for me.
Yeah, and that's right? Scary because what do I have to do to throw myself away? How different do I actually have to become? That's what I'm kind of afraid about.
Yeah. So here you have in the movie The Secret, Jack Canfield saying, "I wrote down $1 million and looked at it every day." Okay, we can't, and so think about when just looking at this doubled number, which is nowhere close to $1 million, is it? Right?
No.
How much negative push we have against that number. This is what the universe feels from us. This number, I feel safe at. This number, no frickin' way. Push, push, push. And I want to throw out to you guys that every one of you has a different number. I've had people sitting in workshops, one person's is 50,000 and one person's doubled goal is 300,000 and they have the exact same feeling about it. This is a completely arbitrary number. It's just one of the set points you're programmed with. I've worked with people who earn $500,000 a year and I'll say 750 and they go, "Oh my God, not me. I feel like I'm melting onto the floor, Margaret. Maybe other people, but not me. I'm not good enough." They're already earning $500,000. Okay. It's a completely arbitrary number. But what the universe feels from you is that you have a very specific yes and no when it comes to numbers on a page that represent money. Kind of interesting. Is this something that we want to clear? Okay. And we know that to have a goal up is really powerful because it's a way of asking for what we want. But if that goal triggers so much negative feelings, we won't put it there. Okay, that's why we'll write down $1 million, but we won't write double our income because that's uncomfortable.
Okay. Margaret?
Yes.
Hi, this is Juan. How are you?
Good. Hi, Juan.
Well, my problem is I'm a pharmaceutical sales rep, right? And mm-hmm. I don't have any other business going on right now. And so I have this structured amount of money that I can make. You know, it's a capped amount. So what do I do about that? It's kind of reality. It's not like I'm starting another business and
so,
I have the potential. Uh-huh.
So nobody ever goes over 100% to plan and makes President's Club?
Sure.
Okay.
And I've done that. I've done it. So, but it's still a capped amount. They don't, you know, you like, for instance, I made 300% of goal last quarter, and, you know, the amount that I made is – You know, sure, you can make a lot of money, relatively speaking, but not the goal that I want. You know, it's still very limited as to what they give you.
Yeah, so a couple things. You know, this always does come up in these kind of wealth books and when you read these gurus is that at some point, being an employee is limiting. Now, if you were to go to VP, executive, a consultant in your industry, all that would change, right? And if you were to think about, are there people who have done what you did now, but in your industry make three times what you make?
in my industry, in my position as a sales rep?
No, I mean in your industry, right? In your position as a sales rep, people who've either at some level or grown from there to make two or three times.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So it depends, you know, if it feels like to you there's a calling to do other source of income. There's people who, you know, work in corporate America and they also have investments or they have something on the side or they, you know, they do something else on the side. Or the openness to say, I actually have no idea what kind of miracles could manifest in my career in the next 12 months, never mind 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you're in that zone, you have these real concrete beliefs of it's impossible.
Right. And I understand what you're saying about going up the company ladder, but I don't want to go up the company ladder in pharmaceuticals, because pharmaceuticals, that's the thing. I still haven't been able to really find out. Well, I kind of do know what I'd like to do, but but okay.
So what I'll say is when someone has, because sometimes people are doing both already, they have a job and they've sort of started a business, you want to look at this income as what you would want to earn from doing what you love.
Right.
Okay. And that's will be a different kind of impossible.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So we're going to do some tapping on this goal first, and then we're going to look at some of the past story that we have around goals. Okay, so I'm going to do the tapping. Anybody want to be my echo? And I don't really need an echo if someone feels like, wow, I don't process as well when I'm being Margaret's echo, because I've had that issue. Okay, so I'm going
to... I would love to be your echo, Margaret, if you'll have me.
Okay, that would be great. Okay, so everyone else can *6 and mute except you. That's Ingrid, right?
That's right.
Okay, and you're in New York, I think?
Yes.
Okay, so I see you on here unmuted. Okay, great. So we're going to start with karate chop when we do a goal, okay? So karate chop point,
even though I'm looking at this goal.
And it sounds nice.
And it sounds nice.
I'd love to have a goal like that.
I would love to have a goal like that.
I really don't want one.
I really don't want one.
I can't make it happen.
I can't make it happen.
It's really impossible.
It's really impossible.
It would be hard.
It would be hard.
I have a lot of good reasons.
I have a lot of good reasons.
For erasing this goal.
For erasing this goal.
I honor and accept myself anyway.
I honor and accept myself anyway.
Even though I'd love to have a goal like this.
Even though I would love to have a goal like this.
My brilliant analytical mind.
My brilliant analytical mind.
Comes right in with the objections.
Comes right in with the objections.
And they're smart objections.
And they are smart objections.
I'll never make it happen.
I will never make it happen.
I don't know how.
I don't know how.
I can't imagine.
I can't imagine.
It'll probably be hard.
It'll probably be hard.
I'll have to sell my soul.
I will have to sell my soul.
I don't really feel comfortable with this goal.
I don't really feel comfortable with this goal.
I'm just going to honor all of me anyway.
I'm just going to honor all of me anyway.
Okay, and tapping through the points. It's really impossible.
It's really impossible.
Actually, there's one way.
Actually, there's one way.
The hard way.
The hard way.
The painful way.
The painful way.
The stressful way.
The stressful way.
And I don't really know how to make it happen.
And I don't really know how to make it happen.
I don't know all the steps.
I don't know all the steps.
I can't wrap my head around it.
I can't wrap my head around it. This number,
written on this paper,
written on this paper,
has too much power.
Has too much power.
It's making me crumble.
It's making me crumble.
I do not want it.
I do not want it.
I do not want to look at it.
I do not want to look at it.
I don't want to hope for it.
I don't want to hope for it.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
It's too big.
It's too big.
And I'm too little.
And I'm too little.
It represents pain.
It represents pain.
Struggle.
Struggle.
And heartache.
Heartache.
I do not want this goal.
I do not want this goal.
I refuse this goal.
I refuse this goal.
It has nothing to do with me.
It has nothing to do with me.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. That's kind of energetically what's going on, right? And boy, is the unfortunately for us, the universe is listening, and this is why we tend to stay where we're at. Okay, but when we can write a goal down like this, and honestly, and sincerely, and fearlessly, because it takes courage to do this, to tap on and voice all the junk it triggers, suddenly this goal can be one of the most powerful teachers in your life. Because it's going to teach you every day what you need to clear. Okay? So all we did was voice the negative. I want you to look at the goal again and see how it's making you feel. If you say, I can't make it happen or it's impossible, see how that goal feels now. And this is great for each of us to sort of identify what our list of limiting fears and beliefs are and how quickly they come up when we do a when we look at a goal like this. Okay. So how is that feeling now? How are we looking at it? Did we make it worse? Because we voiced it really honestly?
Margaret, it's Juan.
Yeah.
When I look at it, now it just what comes up is, you know, crazier things have happened. You know, it could happen. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it could.
Okay, so you just had a tiny bit of opening, right? But it's still
yes.
an opening.
Right.
And that's the sixth, you know, the sixth chakra, seventh chakra. Hey, sometimes miracles do happen.
Right.
So even a tiny bit of opening, what we do when we open like that, and sometimes we can only maintain that for a few minutes, is we in that moment, we allow the universe, the divine, however we want to speak about it, to co-create with us. We say, well, I would kind of be open. Miracles happen every day. Just that little bit of openness. Now, your analytical mind, which is brilliant and smart, and it's there to judge things, and it's there to look at evidence and make great decisions, your analytical mind doesn't really serve you when it comes to looking at a big goal because it goes to all of the, I don't know how to do it. It
right.
doesn't go to the openness. Okay, I'm getting
it
some
protects,
people on the web.
Right?
Yeah, it's going to protect you, and that's its job, is to say, that's not logical. But sometimes to double our income is going to take right brain leaps. Not just left brain plodding, because we've already been left brain plodding for a long time. So I'm getting some feedback on the webcast that the numbers got worse. So did anybody get worse?
I got worse.
Okay. What part of it's worse?
The part that keeps hitting me in the face is like, you are just not good enough to reach that kind of a goal. It's just the not good enough. Is huge, like just really strong.
Okay. Okay. So, go ahead. So here we have a money number, again, that we would love to put out there for law of attraction, for the universe, to sort of saying, this is what I want, but it triggers some really painful deserving issues.
Yeah.
So again, wealth set point, the income that you're at now, you're exactly where you feel you deserve to be and you're safe. That's the where you are right now. People always say, how do I find my wealth set point? Well, look at your income. You're exactly mm-hmm. there right now. So to go higher than that says, oh, it triggers my, I don't know if I deserve that. I don't know if I'm good enough. Same thing with the amount of energy or time that you're expending. You're expending exactly the amount of energy and time that you feel you deserve to, and that it's safe for you at that income. So if you're working really, really hard for barely scraping by, okay, that's your set point right now. I've challenged people with this and said, if you could do the work that you're doing now in half the time, and they say, oh, my God, I would feel guilty taking my paycheck. The only way I know I've earned it is that I feel exhausted. Okay, so it's not just income. This also will affect the amount that you feel you have to give and give and work and work.
Margaret?
Yes.
Yes. And I had kind of, around set point, I had a pretty interesting experience. This is my second time taking your class, and I actually manifested $20,000 and $10,000in between these two classes. And so each, yeah, this stuff really works. So for me, each time, it came totally out of the blue because I have this issue with time, so it wasn't related to creating new clients. And so I went bigger this time, and I noticed what came up is, just like you're talking about set point, was almost like, well, I've used up all my chips. I don't think I can go this big. I mean, all these, just the same thing when I was trying to deal with a smaller number came up. And then after this first round, as I looked at that number, I just saw it like more vibrant, and there was more movement and there was more energy to it. Whereas before, it looked just really bleak and kind of faded out, and like, that's just, I can't do that. So thank you.
Yeah, nice. And this process I've used over and over. You get to the goal, and now you're ready for the next income goal. You use the whole process again. Okay, this is where the Secret of Intentional Wealth program that I have, the whole first section, which is huge, is on goals, and you can use that again and again, because you get to your goal, and now you say, okay, now I'm going to a half a million. You don't think that's going to trigger more stuff? I feel like I deserved, you know, 300,000, but 500,000, that's triggering me. So it's a process that, exactly like, you know, thank you for bringing that up, is that we can use it again and again and see, okay, where are all my blocks now, right? And a great book to look at, and I just saw him speak, is T. Harv Eker's Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. A lot of what I have in Secret of Intentional Wealth is built on what I learned from T. Harv Eker and people like Bob Proctor. Because you'll see in there, he talks so much about the set point and the blueprint and challenging people that he's worked with who earned, you know, 5 million. So, okay, what's wrong with 10? So it never changes. It's a number out in space, and you're telling the universe whether or not you deserve it. Okay, so I often say to people, the most direct route to increasing your income is going specifically after the worthy, deserving issues. And so, you know, Ingrid voiced some of that. It's triggering them more. So we're going to do some more tapping on that, because that's the most direct route to making more money, is you inside honoring how worthy and deserving you are. Because right now you look at a number and you go, not deserving, which is like, you know, the arm check, like, no way, stop. Okay, so let's do another round of tapping on really tuning into this number. For some of you, you can go to a doubled number, or if you need to, go to a tripled number if that really triggers your, I'm not good enough. Okay, sometimes I have to make people go to a tripled number, and then they go, oh, yeah, I feel it, I'm not good enough. Okay, so we're going to tap through the points. Ingrid, you want to still do my echo?
Yeah, sure, that's great.
Okay, great. So we'll just go right through the points. There it is.
There it is.
Black and white on the paper.
Black and white on the paper.
And it's screaming at me.
And it is screaming at me.
Not good enough.
Not good enough.
I'm not good enough.
I am not good enough.
Never have been.
Never have been.
I've never earned that much.
I've never earned that much.
And that's what it means.
And that's what it means.
The universe has decreed
The universe has decreed.
Everyone on the planet has decreed.
Everyone on the planet has decreed.
I'm not good enough.
I am not good enough.
Not worth it.
Not worth it.
To go to this number?
To go to this number.
Who the heck do I think I am?
Who the heck do I think I am?
Not good enough.
Not good enough.
Have been.
Have been.
Probably never will be.
Probably never will be.
This is stuck deep in me.
This is stuck deep in me.
A belief.
A belief.
A repeating voice.
A repeating voice.
A record player.
A record player.
I'm not good enough.
I am not good enough.
Not for that much money.
Not for that much money.
Not smart enough.
Not smart enough.
Not educated enough.
Not educated enough.
Just not good enough.
Just not good enough.
Just don't have enough value.
Don't have enough value.
Not trained enough.
Not trained enough.
Not experienced enough.
Not experienced enough.
I have a list I go through.
I have a list I go through.
Don't deserve it.
Don't deserve it.
No way, no how.
No way, no how.
If I made that much money for a week.
If I made that much money for a week.
Universe would figure out how to take it away.
The universe would figure out how to take it away.
Because I don't deserve it.
Because I don't deserve it.
Boy, do I hate that number.
Boy, do I hate that number.
This must be why I don't write down income goals.
This must be why I don't write down income goals.
I hate them.
I hate them.
They make me feel awful.
They make me feel awful.
Not good enough.
Not good enough.
I've been saying that for a long time.
I've been saying that for a long time.
It must be true.
It must be true.
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
Okay, take a nice deep breath. It's interesting how a money number on a piece of paper has so much power, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. And this is where when I do a lot of interviews about the four different kinds of money, and people find that so interesting, that I say that income is energetically the direct reflection of your belief inside you of the value of your time and your energy that gets directly reflected in your income. So when I make you double a goal, inside of you, you go, I don't have that kind of value. Okay, so we feeling that connection? Because I know that some of this stuff can be way out there, but when we're really in the middle of this, we feel it. And again, that's why when I have a room full of business people, I'll do this process, because they can't help it. They feel it. It's real. They come up to me afterward with their mouths hanging open. Okay. So I want you to look at that goal again and just say that again. I'm not good enough.
Not good enough.
And some of you might have the other part of it, which is it's going to be really hard and painful, and that's okay. Just tune into what it is for you. Okay. And now I want you to go to the event where you really, really wanted something. You really tried. You really put your heart in it. It could be any kind of goal. Anything that you wanted, that you went after, that you tried, and it didn't go well. There's a little trauma in there that's connected to this. Just want everyone to tune into that old event. Notice how old you were. Sometimes you're a kid, sometimes it's high school, sometimes it's college, sometimes it's somewhere in a job. Okay, everyone see something there? And something went terribly wrong, and it ended up being so incredibly hard that it was painful and disappointing, or you felt not good enough, or there was shame or embarrassment that you felt. I just want you to take a look at that and give it a title. If this little story that you're remembering was a little movie clip, what would the name of your movie be, your story be? Give it a title. Okay, anyone have any titles for their little story that they want to share? And you have star 7 to unmute.
This is Pam.
Yes.
It would be I Failed.
Okay. It's a pretty heavy title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get a lot of titles like that. Sometimes they're Utter Failure or The Day from Hell. Okay. Anybody else? What's your movie title?
Can you hear me, Margaret?
Yes.
Mine was The End of My Life as I Knew It.
Okay. So even in these titles, do we feel how heavy, how much loss there was?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This gets triggered when you try to go for something with excitement and belief and putting your heart in it. It's like this old event says, no way. I'm not going to get excited and hope and put my heart into it. I tried that once and fill in the blank.
Well, I have a good title, Tripping Over the Starting Line.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. Right? And I should write down the list of titles that I've heard because it's unbelievable. Right? The Day I Lost. I hear a lot of, similar to you, Ingrid, like The Day I Lost Everything. Okay. Utter Failure. Okay. So everyone's going to, I'm going to call it a story, or my story, and everybody knows they're tuning into their title. Okay. So Karate Chat Point, and if you're not Ingrid, you can star 6 and mute again. Okay. Karate Chat Point. Even though I have this story. Oh, Ingrid, I lost you. You might have to star 7 again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Do you still want to be my echo, or is this going to be a little intense for you?
No, I'm actually feeling a little better now for the first time in like hours.
Okay. So Karate Chat Point.
Even though I have this story.
And it's a horror show.
And it is a horror show.
I love and accept myself.
I love and accept myself.
With compassion.
With compassion. Because carrying this is heavy.
Even though I have this story.
Even though I have this story.
And it's full of pain.
And it is full of pain.
And judgment.
And judgment.
And sadness.
And sadness.
I totally honor myself.
I totally honor myself.
I honor the weight I've been carrying.
I honor the weight I've been carrying.
In this story.
In this story.
No one's honored me for this.
No one has honored me for this.
Not even me.
Not even me.
I'm open.
I'm open.
To loving and accepting myself.
To loving and accepting myself.
With forgiveness.
With forgiveness.
And compassion.
And compassion.
OK. Okay, and tapping through the points. Maybe.
Maybe.
Because this is really bad.
Because this is really bad.
And I really screwed up.
And I really screwed up.
I failed.
I failed.
Big time.
Big time.
It's kind of unforgivable.
It is kind of unforgivable.
It was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare.
And it was so much worse.
And it was so much worse.
Because I really did care.
Because I really did care.
I really did want it.
I really did want it.
I tried to be open to miracles.
I tried to be open to miracles.
And be at my best.
And be at my best.
And I was destroyed.
And I was destroyed.
So much hurt.
So much hurt.
And I don't let myself off the hook for this.
And I don't let myself off the hook for this.
I blame myself.
I blame myself.
And a bunch of other people.
And a bunch of other people.
But they were mostly idiots.
But they were mostly idiots.
I blame myself the most.
I blame myself the most.
It was mostly me.
It was mostly me.
Utter failure.
Utter failure.
Pain.
Pain.
Sadness.
Sadness.
Disappointment.
Disappointment.
I see the story.
I see the story.
It's a really bad movie.
It's a really bad movie.
But I watch it.
But I watch it.
When I think about my goals.
When I think about my goals.
Sometimes I watch this movie.
Sometimes I watch this movie.
And it really kicks my butt.
And it really kicks my butt.
I'm just going to honor this.
I'm just going to honor this.
All of this.
All of this.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay. And so I know I call it a goal trauma. Is there any doubt in anyone's mind that this is a real trauma?
Not in my mind.
Yeah. And so some of the comments I'm getting from the web is, she worked her heart out for nothing. Okay. Another one was, people like us don't get to be rich.
Or I should have known better.
Yeah. And so there's your rule keeper right there. Okay. Every, and this is why I want to make it, because there's a lot of achievers on these classes, and what, even if we've got charismatic leader, most of us have a big achiever too. The second you say, I should have known better, you're telling the universe with your vibration, I deserved exactly what I got.
Right.
I actually deserve crap because I should have known better, which says it's actually my fault. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
It's up in our head, and it spins because it's not actually a real emotion. It's a thought pattern. I should have known better. I should have known better. I should have known better. And thinking that thought means in your second chakra, where you carry your deserving, you say, not deserving. And you kind of say, not deserving yet. Haven't earned it yet. Back in that story, I got what I deserved. Okay, nobody makes this connection, which is why I like to really clarify it. This is why I'm so passionate about asking people to tap on, I should have known better, I should have known better, I should have known better. Okay, it's the critical part of your mind, the part that's ruthless on you. It's the same part that's gotten you to achieve, to say, hey, I'm going to try harder, I'm going to work harder, and you've gotten some gifts from this part. But when it's being ruthless, it's always going to beat you down. Okay? And so we're going to do another round of tapping. But this time what I want you to do is picture yourself in the movie. There you are. Everything's going wrong. See yourself there. Notice everything you're feeling in that picture. Okay, and now we're going to tap very harshly about that. Okay, and see if we can open up some compassion there. Because I should have known better is the opposite of compassion. It's the act of closing the heart chakra. Okay, so we're just going to go right to tapping through the points. Okay, there I am.
There I am.
I should have known better.
I should have known better.
Idiot.
Idiot.
Weak.
Weak.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Clueless.
Clueless.
I should have known better.
I should have known better.
God, I should have known better.
God, I should have known better.
So naive.
So naive.
I should have figured it out.
I should have figured it out.
I should have seen the signs.
I should have seen the signs.
I should have been stronger.
I should have been stronger.
God, I'm angry at me.
God, I'm angry at me.
And I deserve this judgment.
And I deserve this judgment.
Because I'm seeing the truth.
Because I'm seeing the truth.
I was an idiot.
I was an idiot.
Weak.
Weak.
I should have done it better.
I should have done it better.
Should have been stronger and smarter.
Should have been stronger and smarter.
I totally judge this old version of me.
I totally judge this old version of me.
And I should.
And I should.
Because I'm right.
Because I'm right.
I've got a lot of evidence.
I have a lot of evidence.
I should have done it better.
I should have done it better.
And if a person this age...
Person this age...
Walked up to me...
Walked up to me...
Dealing with the same thing...
Dealing with the same thing...
I would say to them...
I would say to them...
You're a weak idiot.
You're a weak idiot.
Pull yourself together.
Pull yourself together.
You're doing it all wrong.
You're doing it all wrong.
And you should judge yourself forever.
And you should judge yourself forever.
That's what I tell a young person.
That's what I tell a young person.
Actually, I would never say that.
Actually, I would never say that.
I'd be compassionate.
I would be compassionate.
But not for me.
But not for me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I deserve the rule keeper.
I deserve the rule keeper.
And that's what I give myself.
And that's what I give myself.
Harsh critic.
Harsh critic.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. That's pretty harsh. So I want you to look at the picture again and see yourself now. Whatever age you were at, even if it was last year. And I want you to really ask yourself with what you had going on at the time, which was probably a lot, and what you knew and where you were in your journey, is there any way you could have somehow known better, figured it out, been stronger? And is there a little more compassion?
What comes up for me, Margaret, is this idea that I was delusional, that I was like living in la-la land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that I should have been more realistic.
Mm.
Not quite ready to let that go yet.
Yeah, so this is where when we come upon these rule keeper, which is a thought pattern, that's why it's harder. It doesn't break as quickly with the tapping because it's not a real feeling. It's a thought pattern. It's a around and around and around. Okay. So we have to tap on it like an obsessive compulsive thought, literally. But what you're looking at in this picture is your, this is the part of you that would be saying, okay, I'm gonna do what I have to do in the real world, but I'm also going to hold this energy of anything can happen, miracles can unfold. And what you're saying right now is, no way. That's the part of me that got me in trouble. I never want to let that part out again. So when I look at a goal that's big, I'm going to say, nope, not letting it in that it could be possible.
Right.
See how that's working?
Oh, yeah. That's it. That is exactly it.
Okay. And so at that point in your life, you know, with what you had going on, did you have the, had you come through enough to be able to balance this side of you? Because we can be, there are people who are too pie in the sky and they never get anything done, right?
Yeah.
And we learn this through our life. The question is looking back at this younger version of yourself, is do you deserve the harsh, ruthless critic? And is that what you would say if you had a niece that went through the same thing? And her, and the way she described it to you was, Auntie, it feels like the end of my life as you know it, as I know it. Would you ruthlessly criticize her for having big dreams and being pie in the sky?
No, I wouldn't crucify her, just me.
Yeah, I saved that for myself. It's sometimes, you know, when we're stuck there, I'll bring in that perspective to sort of give us go, oh, God, no, I would never do that. That would be so mean. Okay. But that's why we say that inner critic, it's the act of closing your own heart chakra because it's so harsh on yourself. It's so unforgiving. Okay. So anyone else, how is the younger picture looking? You know, I say younger because it was in the past, but it could be, you know, a month ago. Is there more compassion there? And if you want a star 7, you can speak up.
Lots of tears and sadness.
Yeah. So your heart opened, right? When we look at it and we go, especially my achievers, when they finally start to feel sadness for what they went through in that story, your heart just opened. You're giving yourself compassion and recognizing, dear God, you know, he paid it for it. It was a lot.
I went from I failed to I tried.
Hmm. Okay. So we'll do another. We're going to do another round on sadness. Anyone else getting a lot of sadness now looking at the story?
I got a heart opening, just a small crack, and just realizing what a huge, thick wall there is around it.
Yeah. Whenever we tap on the harsh judgment, we'll often get to sadness because we realize how ruthless we're being. And as soon as we start to see the compassion, we'll feel that sadness. Okay. And so no matter where you are, I hope it's really enlightening for us all to see how incredibly hard we can be on ourselves.
Along with the sadness, Margaret, comes up that whatever I did, it wasn't enough. That I tried and I tried, but it just wasn't enough. And there's a lot of sadness in that. And is that still the rule? That's the rule keeper still there, like pounding on me. Yes.
Yeah. It can be more the kind of you'll start to see the other side, which is the enforcer side. You know, the I'm broken. Mm-hmm. No matter what I do, I'm battling for my worthy and deservingness. Okay. But what I want you to see in the picture right now, we're going to do some tapping on to kind of with some of the sadness. But I want you to look at the picture, look at that younger version of you, and I want you to see how your defense came up in the picture. So in this part of the story that you're looking at, do you see where the thought pattern came up? I'm doing it wrong. I'm screwing up. I'm being too weak. People are not, you know, not supporting me. People are undermining me. You see where the fear kicked in? Do you see where you started to go to your critic or go to your enforcer or dissociate? Because in that story, in the middle of that trauma, you went into defense, and that somehow contributed to everything going wrong, didn't it?
Can you explain that a little more? I'm not understanding what that actually means.
Sure. So, as we look back at yourself in the middle of this issue, right, this
mm-hmm.
old story, there you were, and at some point, you know, you were trying and something, and it wasn't good enough. What was going on in your head?
Okay.
What was going on in your emotions?
What was going on in my head?
What was the pattern that you were reliving unconsciously?
Margaret?
Yeah.
My thought is that I walked into that particular job not being good enough. And the whole time I was doing the job, I knew I wasn't good enough.
Yeah, so can you see that? While you were in this picture, that was already running through your system all the
yes.
time.
Yes, yes. And I knew it at the time, but I didn't know anything about how to let go of that.
Yeah. And so can somebody, a young woman with that running through her system, and I mean running through it like we feel it like it is the God's honest truth, right?
Yes.
What would have been your ability at the time to have access to all of your brilliance, all of your strength, all of your confidence? Right?
It wasn't there at all. The other thing that came up was, as we were tapping through that, is how could I do this to myself? I was crying the whole time, but I was sitting here going, how could I have done that to myself? Judged myself that way. And that to me is, how could I do that, is also a judgment.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, I don't know how to, anyway.
Yeah, it's because we'll go to the next judgment, which is, see, I do forgiveness wrong, right?
Yes, that's it. That's exactly
you know, now
it.
I'm judging myself for being very judgmental. This is why it's tricky to work with super achiever rule keepers. Okay, they're like, oh, I'm now going to get rid of this judgment for a new judgment, which is, I'm too judgmental. I'm too unconsciously judgmental.
Yeah.
Okay, and so just kind of be with that. That's sort of the way that you do it, right? And when we get to that realization of, wow, I'm doing it again, that's when it's good to use the word surrender. I'm totally judging myself, and I'm just open to surrendering that.
Okay,
because your rule keeper mind has a harder time getting around the word surrender because it's not a fix.
And so, Margaret, with the defense that comes up, like that woman just said, like she was in the job saying that she wasn't good enough for the job, and, you know, that was playing through her head. Like when I look back, like for me, I felt like I had lost my ex-husband, had sort of stepped out, and that I could not do it on my own. That was what was going through my mind. So is that the kind of thing that we then tap on to clear that? Because that was the belief that was running through my mind or the other woman's mind with her not being good enough in her job?
Yeah, so, you know, for you, it's kind of like, I can't make it on my own. Oh, my God, I can't survive.
Right.
Right? So you go to real first chakra survival fear mode, right? And so the reason why I want you to see it is because catching yourself in your defense is one of the most powerful things you can do. And so I wanted you to see it in this old story because as you work on this current goal in your life, I want you to be conscious so that you can catch yourself because you kind of see how you do it now. So for you, Ingrid, it's like when you go to real first chakra survival fear. Oh my God. And you get in that terror state. I'm not going to make it. There's no way. I can't take care of myself. When you get there, that sets your defense in motion because now that's so much stress, right? Stress, any kind of stress triggers our defense. Not getting enough sleep, poor nutrition. I mean, anything that would you would say would quote unquote stress you out triggers your defense. Okay, so once you felt, oh my God, I'm not going to make it on my own, something else triggered. A way of acting triggered after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that maybe you became more out of touch, more dissociated because you were so terrified, or maybe you became more in battle mode. We all do it differently. So it's really looking at this for sort of an aha moment of, oh, I see that before it started to go bad or sometime in there, I was actually already in defense. It was going on inside me. I was either going in battle mode with people or I was feeling abandoned by people. For the emotional intelligence specialist, they'll often say, I was feeling really abandoned by people. Charismatic leaders will sometimes say, I was feeling betrayed or manipulated and undermined by people. And that triggered it, right? Maybe it triggered my abandonment. Maybe it triggered fear. But somehow, at that moment, I was just going unconscious. I was just totally unconscious. Okay, and the judgment looking back, I should have known better, would mean, you know, there I was operating in my full brilliance and faculties. And we're not when we're unconscious. Okay, we're surviving the best way we know how. Okay, so seeing that, what happened in that old story, beyond all this intense emotion that we carry forward, is really for you to see something triggers my defense, and I want to catch that because there's nothing that will put you in defense faster than working on a goal. Besides having a relationship with pretty much anybody or your parents, right? All of those things that we say, if you want to trigger your own defense and really see it and feel it in a way that's conscious, set yourself a really big goal or have a relationship with pretty much anyone. Because eventually your defense will get triggered. So we're going to do a positive round on this old story and recognize if this is really intense for you. You could, there's plenty of more tapping that you can do on it. And if you tap through again, if it's really intense for you and it's really up, then after you tap through this again and you go back and you look, you'll be able to see more that I'm asking you to see in this part. When you look at the picture, you'll be able to see it better, more clearly, and get more of your own aha moment. Okay, so karate chop point again. Even though I have this story.
Even though I have this story.
And I've been ruthless about it.
And I've been ruthless about it.
I'm just going to honor myself now.
I'm just going to honor myself now.
There was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on.
I had to handle a lot.
I had to handle a lot.
And I took it all on.
And I took it all on.
Without a lot of support.
Without a lot of support.
I was doing the best I knew how.
I was doing the best I knew how.
Even though part of me.
Even though part of me.
Says, no, I wasn't.
Says, no, I wasn't.
My eternal critic.
My internal critic.
I totally honor.
I totally honor.
This old story.
This old story.
I was feeling a lot of pain.
I was feeling a lot of pain.
A lot of fear.
A lot of fear.
Maybe even terror.
Maybe even terror.
My programs and paradigms were running unconsciously.
My programs and paradigms were running unconsciously.
Given all that.
Given all that.
I actually survived it pretty well.
I actually survived it pretty well.
I honor myself now.
I honor myself now.
I'm open to the idea.
I'm open to the idea.
That I could be proud.
That I could be proud.
Of how I handled it.
Of how I handled it.
Even though I have this old story.
Even though I have this old story.
And I would shout from the rooftops.
And I would shout from the rooftop.
That there's not an ounce of divinity in it.
That there's not an ounce of divinity in it.
I'm open to seeing.
I'm open to seeing.
The gifts.
The gift.
Because I learned some things.
Because I learned some things.
Okay, tapping through the points. All this sadness.
All this sadness.
I honor who I am.
I honor who I am.
I honor who I was in this story.
I honor who I was in this story.
Nobody else did.
Nobody else did.
So I do now.
So I do now.
I had so much going on.
I had so much going on.
I was really doing the best I knew how.
I was really doing the best I knew how.
Do I really need this judgment on top of that?
Do I really need this judgment on top of that?
And I learned things in that event.
And I learned things in that event.
It made me smarter.
It made me smarter.
You bet it did.
You bet it did.
It made me stronger.
It made me stronger.
It gave me strength.
It gave me strength.
Because I survived it.
Because I survived it.
I came through.
I came through.
I actually didn't crumble forever.
I actually didn't crumble forever.
And I honor that.
And I honor that.
I deserve that.
I deserve that.
I'm open to seeing.
I'm open to seeing.
The hero in this story.
The hero in this story.
The hero was me.
The hero was me.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Be intense.
Well, that was good. That was definitely very heartfelt.
Okay. So we got a little more compassion out of you this time, right?
Yeah, and I don't want to be too weepy on the phone, there's your echo. I'm going to go back and listen to it and cry for days.
Yeah, you know, and so, you know, I often say to people, if somebody were to watch this movie, would there be tears in that audience, okay? And so if those tears have never been cried for you, you need to cry them for yourself. And when you tap and cry those tears, you'll be free.
Yeah.
But until we honor... It doesn't just disappear, you know. I mean, for some people, you know, maybe they shift in a different way. But for me, I really believe from working with all the people I've worked with is that when we honor it, that part of ourselves that's holding on to that grief and sadness and that will recreate the story over and over will finally let go. Okay, we'll finally be honored and loved.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's important to honor that.
Yeah, no, this was really good.
So I just want everyone to look at the picture again and see themselves in this story. What was the gift? Was there a gift? You came through it. Were you stronger? Were you smarter? And aren't you using that gift all the time? So if you got the gift from the story, do you really need the judgment about it, the pain, the punishment that you've been carrying about this story? And how does that gift help you in this new goal? You know, how does this story then become your hero story? If I could frickin' live through that, I can handle this. Okay? I've said that a few times in my life. If I could go through that with that person, I can freaking handle anybody. It's a different way of looking at it. So we're going to do a nice positive round around our current goal so that we can have the energy up. And then I'll take some, I'd love to hear from you guys some feedback on what your gift was and how the goal feels now. Okay, but I want to get in a nice positive round. So can everyone take a nice cleansing breath and shake it out a little bit? A lot of intensity. Okay. And I want you to come back to the present moment and look at that goal again and see how much it's triggering you now or not. Try saying it's impossible. See how that feels. And we're just going to do a nice around about this particular goal. And this is a great round to use over and over. But we're going to open up to infinite possibility about this goal. Because when we have a goal that's kind of big and a doubled goal, it's not going to be like a linear. We need possibility. We need the divine to co-create with us to get us there in the way that we want to get there, not the way that's hard and draining and painful. Okay. So karate chop point again. New subject. As I let go of this old story.
As I let go of this old story.
I come back to my goal for today.
And come back to my goal for today.
And it may seem a little crazy and impossible.
And it may seem a little crazy and impossible.
That's okay.
That's okay.
I now choose to be open.
I now choose to be open
to the infinite possibility.
To the infinite possibility.
The millions of ways.
The millions of ways.
This goal could unfold unexpectedly.
This goal could unfold unexpectedly.
So interesting.
So interesting.
How that might happen.
How that might happen.
Even though I have this goal today.
Even though I have this goal today.
And there's ways to get there that would be hard and painful.
And there's ways to get there that will be hard and painful.
I've seen people do it.
I've seen people do it.
That's okay.
That's okay.
I'm open to this unfolding as a miracle for me.
I'm open to this unfolding as a miracle for me.
I'm open to this being.
I'm open to this being.
An amazing, fun, exciting journey.
An amazing, fun, exciting journey.
That will require from me.
That will require from me.
Brilliance.
Brilliance.
Inspiration.
Inspiration.
Fearlessness.
Fearlessness.
Excitement.
Excitement.
And passion.
And passion.
I love feeling all those things.
I love feeling all those things.
And I'm open to growing into them.
And I'm open to growing into them.
Okay, and tapping through the points. This goal would be impossible.
This goal would be impossible.
If I wasn't so brilliant.
If I wasn't so brilliant.
If I didn't love inspiration.
If I didn't love inspiration.
This goal would be impossible and hard.
This goal would be impossible and hard.
If the universe weren't co-creating with me.
If the universe weren't co-creating with me.
In unexpected ways.
In unexpected ways.
I now open myself up to this goal.
I now open myself up to this goal.
And the millions of ways.
And the millions of ways.
It can unfold for me.
It can unfold for me.
And I allow myself.
And I allow myself.
To channel.
the channel.
Inspiration.
Inspiration.
Creativity.
Creativity.
Way out of the box thinking.
Way out of the box thinking.
Unexpected actions.
Unexpected actions.
Willingness to step up.
Willingness to step up.
Some of those things have been hard for me.
Some of those things have been hard for me.
And I'm open to growing into them.
I'm open to growing into them.
I don't earn that much right now.
I don't earn that much right now.
But I'm open to growing myself.
But I'm open to growing myself.
Into the hero.
Into the hero.
That earns that much money.
That earns that much money.
With my brilliance.
With my brilliance.
My passion.
My passion.
My intuition.
My intuition.
My beautiful personality.
My beautiful personality.
My open heart.
My open heart.
I honor all of me.
I honor all of me.
And the divine.
And the divine.
Co-creating with me.
Co-creating with me.
In unbelievable ways.
In unbelievable ways.
I allow this goal to be my inspiration.
I allow this goal to be my inspiration.
Inspiring me to grow.
Inspiring me to grow.
Grow into the goal.
Grow into the goal.
In the way that's right for me.
In the way that's right for me.
I love this goal.
I love this goal.
It's exciting.
It's exciting.
How the hell could that happen?
How the hell could that happen?
I don't know, but it's exciting.
I don't know, but it's exciting.
And when steps appear, I'll say yes.
And when steps appear, I will say yes.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Now, if we could look at the goal every day and feel that, now that goal's working for us. Okay? So what the law of attraction feels is what we always say, you know, what I learned from Abraham Hicks is the best possible feeling to have to manifest is excitedly anticipating what's coming next. Okay? Happy where we are and excited anticipation of what's coming.
Well, I can tell you, Margaret, I feel 1,000 times better.
Okay. Well, I should really make the 1 to 10 scale be 1 to 1,000. You're like, I'm 1,000 now. Yeah. And so when it comes to money numbers, because they're so first chakra, they're so grounded in reality, is that you might wake up tomorrow and the goal will trigger you again and you'll have to tap again to get to this open place. But every time you do that, you so dramatically shift your vibration into one of openness that it allows the divine to deliver miracles. And when they appear, you see them and you go, oh, my God, I'm taking action on that, even though I'm feeling a little scared. I'm saying yes to it.
Yeah.
It's the only way that I grew my business and became who I am in a 3-year period. It's there's no logical explanation for my success. For me, except that this is what I did daily. This was my discipline, was tapping, oh, my God, I don't have enough money. Oh, my God, what am I thinking? Oh, my God, I can't earn that much money. It's never going to happen. And tapping from that into the openness. How I wrote the whole Secret of Intentional Wealth program was doing my own tapping and doing it with my clients. But I kept bringing myself to that open place, and freaking miracles would happen. Because I kept saying, okay, now I feel it, all buzzy, vibrating, a miracle's about to happen. And when things happened, I took action. Sometimes they weren't miracles. Sometimes they were duds from one perspective, but I always got something would come. And sometimes the goals weren't even any close to the goals that were going to be right for me, but that's okay. I just kept taking action. And I'd find out, no, that goal isn't really the goal, but that's okay. I am now even more clear about what the goal is. Okay, this stuff works. So I want everyone to business coach themselves a little bit, which is if you look at that goal and now it feels exciting or at least calm, I want you to put down what are the top three things that you could do in your business that if you could accomplish even one of those three things, it would affect your income the most. You know what they are. Write them down. What are the top three things that if you could complete one of those, it would have the biggest impact on your business? What would it be? This is what business coaches will do to clarify you, because often it's not, these aren't the actions you may be taking today because you weren't clear. And then I want you to commit to taking some action towards these goals. And if that triggers resistance, tap on it. I refuse to take action. No, 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 no. Okay. Because when we're willing to look at a goal like this, it starts to completely rearrange our thinking. Go, wait a minute. If that's my goal, then I need to be doing this. And I just want you to be easy on yourself about this, because this is like brainstorming where we don't judge. We just let the idea show up. The things that are going to appear in your consciousness when you wake up in the middle of the night or in the shower or out jogging, going to be like, that's a crazy idea. Those are sometimes the gold. Good. So any feedback on the gift from your old story or how this last round felt? Or if you're feeling like you're dying to get out there and take some action, which sometimes happens after tapping like that? Let's see. And everyone is muted, so you have to star 7 to talk.
Hey, Margaret, this is Rich.
Hey, Rich.
And I wanted to say thanks for hearing about the duds, because it'll be three or four or five things that all show up, and I get freaked out like, oh, my God, if they all happen, I won't be able to deal with it. And then I just take a breath, and I try not to send any of them away, but some of them fall off on their own, and something else shows up, and it all kind of works itself out in a little more usable fashion. But the dud thing has really kicked my butt.
Yeah, you know, and that's the judgment, right? It's like, oh, I made a mistake with that goal. And some people won't set a goal because they're afraid they don't have the right one.
Right? Well, I was actually thinking about what you said about, you know, getting ready for the miracles and things showing up in your life to take you towards your goal, and having some of them turn into duds.
Right. But, you know, where I go with that is, hey, universe, I got up, I took the action, and I was there. Okay. It was a dud, but hey, you know, I'm showing the universe I will get up and take some action if something feels right. So
right,
I'm like,
right.
Universe, you want me to practice on duds? I will practice on duds.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah, welcome.
Margaret, it's Elizabeth. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I just want to thank you for this tapping today, because what I found was the story I was tapping on, which was a fairly immediate one, triggered after the second tapping a bunch of other events that I wouldn't have associated with the descriptor that you gave, but they were obviously linked somehow. And I could feel a lot of loosening right back into time, which was really helpful.
Nice.
Yeah, so that really worked, and I'll keep it up because I'm sure there's more to do there. The gift that I got was recognizing that the goal that I was really sure was the right one at the time was actually not quite close enough to who I am, and I guess I wasn't that clear on who I am. So I'm better about that now. I'm more clear, and I think that's really helpful, just even to be able to own that and to say, yeah, that's right. That wasn't quite the right thing. So,
And here's the thing, is that sometimes the divine is preparing you. You know, Reese will often say you could work on the wrong goal for 10 years, and there's that's completely the divine's plan for you, because mm-hmm. while you're working on that goal, regardless of what it is, you were developing some strength, some discipline, some core ability, so that when you got to your life purpose or what you really want, now you've got this strength behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. No? I really wasn't able to see that at all before, so.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, often we'll come up, people say, oh, my God, I stayed in this horrible marriage for, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And it's a way of looking at that, or a horrible job. And it's like, wow, I was building up my strength, my will. I was building up my, that's it, I'm ready to go now. So there's something, even when we're doing the, we could look back and say, that was, could be like considered a waste of time, or that the divine was preparing us for something. And it
right.
gives me strength to go out in my mission now, right? Because you went through that experience, you're, like you said, you're much more clear and strong. If someone tried to tell you to go against your true nature, you're much more like, no way, I've been there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I need to be me and do my thing.
Mm-hmm. And actually be with others who are in that situation and be very supportive.
Yeah, because you've got, there's a congruency when you say it.
Right.
Right? Because yeah. you're like, I tried it the other way. I lived yeah. through it, right? It's like when you talk to someone who has overcome heroin addiction is an unbelievable counselor for people who are overcoming heroin addiction
mm-hmm.
because they lived it.
For
right.
Sure.
So it's think of it. It's you're building up some strength. Even if we could, someone, our critic would say, oh, that was the wrong goal. That was dumb. I wasted time. Never. There's never wasted time. But thank you for sharing that.
All right. Thank you.
Anybody else? Sometimes I know the comments I give to people trigger other people. They have to start tapping again.
Margaret?
Yes.
That took me away from that feeling not good enough and recognizing that what I knew when I left that job was that it was not the right job for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was ready to let it go so I could come to where I'm going now. And I knew that, but I still have been beating myself up, and I didn't realize how much.
Yeah.
But I was good enough. That was the thing that just got me. I was like, I was good enough the whole time. I've always been good enough at anything that I do, so.
Yeah, and so when you speak that with your fifth chakra, I can't tell you the number of times that people have gotten to this point and did what you just did, speak it with your fifth chakra, which means you really created in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The universe instantly responds. It's like, I didn't even leave my office yet, Margaret, and somehow money showed up. Okay. And so notice how quickly things shift for you, how people will reflect that back to you. Someone will call you up or say to you, you know what? You're awesome. You know, sometimes it's in the form of receiving that. Sometimes it's in money showing up. Okay. When we speak with our fifth chakra, the realization, that's what's another great thing about tapping, it's powerful. That's the manifestation is in our fifth chakra. So the other thing that I can recommend that you do with this goal, because this was terrifying to me when I first started doing this goal work. I would have to be in like a soundproof room and I'd still whisper it, is to say it out loud. I want to earn 150 grand or whatever it is. You know, say it. I want to earn $250,000. I want it. And I'm going to keep growing myself until I'm the person that can that has grown into earning that much money. When you speak that truth with your fifth chakra of your goal, that's where the secret law of attraction says ask. Okay, and notice how that can be kind of scary to say it out loud. You don't have to say it out loud in front of anyone. In your soundproof room. I mean, I literally remember running around my house, looking out the windows to make sure no one in my family had just pulled up. I mean, I was like, oh my God, what's happening to me? I was terrified to even say a number out loud alone in my house. Goal work is interesting, to say the least.
The other thought I had was that you said that it's hard for you to do the transcribe them. This would be an excellent class to have transcribed, because then I can get all of the words and the thoughts, and every single thing that you said as we were tapping triggered something else, but I couldn't write fast enough to get it all down, you know?
Right, right.
But
yeah,
anyway.
You'll have the recording. Yeah,
yeah,
it does,
so
take
just
me
keep
a couple
listening
of
to it.
It does. It takes me a couple of months to get the transcribing done and then edited and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So I'll just keep listening to it every day.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any last comments? I don't want to cut somebody off if they've been waiting, but we're running out of time. And next week's class, we go back to the third chakra. So we'll start to move back up, Jane, and then we will get to the shadow side. And then I think everybody knows I'm doing a bonus seventh class, which is going to just blow us out of the water. So it only gets even more intense from here. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Margaret. This was awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank
Take
you.
Some action. I want to hear about action either by email or on the next class.